Elections in Central Asia continue to pose challenges and foster change, but perhaps nowhere more so than in the neighboring countries of Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. Analysts say the activity stems from the recent popular unrest in Kyrgyzstan, which led to the ouster of longtime leader Askar Akayev. Fearing the possibility of similar unrest, Kazakhstan last week amended its election code in a move opposition critics say is designed to head off a people's revolution. Officials in Kazakhstan, which has never held an election judged free or fair by the West, have published a new law banning street rallies during and after elections. The move comes just 8 months before residents of Kazakhstan are scheduled to go to the polls to elect a president. Incumbent President Nursultan Nazarbayev has repeatedly said he will run for a new 7-year term. Mr. Nazarbayev boasted recently that there is no social base for the same widespread discontent seen in Kyrgyzstan. He says under his leadership, the resource-rich nation of Kazakhstan has achieved rapid market reforms and relative prosperity in comparison to other post-Soviet nations. But the new election law is drawing immediate ire from opposition political parties. They say it aims to prevent a repeat scenario of the popular electoral uprisings witnessed over the past 2 years in Ukraine, Georgia, and Kyrgyzstan. Alexei Malashenko of the Carnegie Moscow Center agrees the timing of the move is suspect. Mr. Malashenko says Kazakhstan's economic situation is better than that of Kyrgyzstan, where popular unrest over poverty is believed to have sparked the protests in part. But he says economic prosperity alone will not buy people silence.
Anyway, the opposition, the local business, needs more. Indeed, people, their dreams about the real democracy, and maybe not only about democracy, but about their possibility to be more prosperous in their business. And now they think that regime of Nazarbayev is a kind of obstacle, that Nazarbayev's government, they cannot move forward. They cannot improve the economic situation, the reforms, and so on.
Mr. Malashenko says it is sentiments such as this that may be fueling official concern about the upcoming elections and leading in part to the recent change in the country's election law. Just back from a visit to Kazakhstan, Mr. Malashenko says he found the opposition emboldened by the rapid change of events in Kyrgyzstan. He says there is a real sense of optimism and possible choice about the next elections, but he says the opposition will have to maintain its unity if it is to pose a viable challenge to the current leadership. The challenge in Kyrgyzstan, which is due to hold repeat presidential elections July 10th, is a bit more complex. Mr. Malashenko says it will be a contest the likes of which have never been seen before.
We have no experience on this post-Soviet space when the competition between two leaders of the opposition take place. Of course, there is a difference between Felix Kulov and Bakiyev. But at the same time, they have no program. They have no plan. I think that the next elections that will take place July 10, it will be kind of a competition between two personalities.
Last week, acting President Kurmanbek Bakiyev and opposition leader Felix Kulov agreed to run their election campaigns freely and fairly. They also pledged not to bring their supporters out into the streets to protest in the event of their loss. Their agreement is seen as likely to ease fears that Kyrgyzstan could be split in two between Kulov supporters in the north and Bakiyev backers in the south. The director of Moscow's Heritage Foundation, Yevgeny Volk, tells VOA the recent political demonstrations and questions and fears they raise highlight a whole new way of thinking in Central Asia.
This unrest shows that even in the most traditional societies of the Central Asian region, where people used to obey their superiors and where the revolutions were not an ordinary thing, where the potential of subordination is very traditional, I would say. Even in these countries, people understand that something is to be changed, that the ruling elites are corrupt, that they lead the countries nowhere, that really some kind of a a radical shift towards a new system is badly needed.
Meanwhile, the United States is warning that it has continued concerns about security in Central Asia. In a public announcement, the State Department said it continues to receive information that terrorist groups in Central Asia may be planning attacks in the region. The announcement also urged caution, given that hostage takings and skirmishes have occurred near the border areas of Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and Kyrgyzstan. The United States and Europe have urged authorities in Central Asia that free and fair elections would go a long way toward establishing peace and stability in the region. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.